to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old US of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I'll work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land.
Oh my goodness, here comes the cake. With 20 candles here. Oh, man, hey, David Lee Roth, look
air?
Here.
Are we on the air? Yes, we have we're a on birthday the air. Cake here. Look at all those
candles.
Did you
count the candles?
Just glowing. No, but I'm making a wish.
I think there's more than 20.
I'm making a wish for another 20 years of WNEW. Who wishes that? Here. Yeah.
Woo! Well, now,
look at the innocent villagers out there.
Hey, David, between you and me, we ought to be able, 20 ought to be a piece of cake. Get it? A cake?
It is.
Oh, a wise guy.
Keep your day job. Anyway.
All right. So we blow the candles out?
We're going to blow the candles right out here.
Blow out the candles.
Go for it, Scott. Everybody make a wish. Make a wish. Yeah! Big hit for the big blow.
Blow out the candles. Oh, keep the day job, yeah.
Glory.
Wop, 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 wop. 16 candles.
What a birthday this has turned out to be. Woo! I love celebrations.
You know what? You've been great because
you wrap her
on the final part of our whole birthday
Scott.
Party.
And you know, as Toastmaster General of the Immoral Majority, you know, Alcoholics Unanimous, I've shown up to represent this contingent, which is a good, 93% of the public here?
You got it. You got that right. And now that you've been inspired politically, you said you want to run for office.
Yes, of course. No,
that's
I said
I
have
to
run.
To be a politician.
I'm running for my probation office.
Dave, when you grow up, I want you to be a politician, just like the birds just sang.
That's right. What do you want to be when you grow up, Scott?
I want to deal with dogs. Is my doggy still here? Yep, dog's still here. All right. Hello, doggy. You want a bone?
That's right. He's got the keg around his neck. I really want to thank you all, WNEW, and especially all the fans of rock and roll. All the fans of rock and roll right here in the Big Apple, New Jersey, everybody who's listening in on this. Thank you all. God bless. It's you who made the 20 years of WNEW, and it's you who's going to make the next 20 years. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Thank you. God bless. All right. Now.
But if you take your clothes off right now, it could be 25.
How about a...
They're doing it.
You were going to do Yankee Rose before.
We're up to 30 now.
Wait, two more just took their
clothes
right.
off. That's right. Yankee
40.
Rose. The Yankee Rose is the Statue of Liberty. God bless. Thank you all. I'm Diamond David Lee Roth right here, and I'm saying all right to everybody right here where all the heat comes from. You are the Yankee Rose.
What? Well, let me roll up onto the sidewalk and take a look. Yes. Whoa.
Hello, I'm Cy Kernan, wishing 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York a very happy 20th anniversary.
American Airlines and Chicago. There you are, having a nice, quiet dinner.
Good idea. Let's everybody snap our Macs right now. How you doing? This is Kara Miller, 102.7 WNEW-FM, and we are still live at the Hard Rock Cafe celebrating 20 years of WNEW-FM. Scott has kind of taken a break here, so I've taken over. But that is especially because I have some traffic for you, and I love doing the traffic. So anyway, the ramp from the northbound Jersey Turnpike to westbound Route 80, only the left lane is open due to an earlier accident. And all your favorite rock and roll, and especially, we have something for you that is so special. It's 7 o'clock tonight. It's a four-hour spectacular, the history of WNEW-FM, and it's not narrated, it's actual. Well, you're going to have to listen to this because it's, you will be listening to stuff from 20 years ago on the radio, and it's very, very exciting. And this show is going to be followed by a very special Rocktober Classic concert at 11 o'clock tonight. Now, this concert is so special, I can't tell you who it is, okay, but trust me, you're going to want to tape it. So if you can, remember 11 o'clock tonight. So we got a lot of special stuff for you. 1967, by the way, is the year that NEW-FM started. It's the year we're saluting in rock today. So let's go back for The Doors, NEW-FM.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
WNEW-FM, vintage, 1967.
Bum 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 bum. I feel free. Bum 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 bum. I feel free. Bum 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 bum. I feel free. Bum 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 bum.
Oh, we got it. Okay. Well, yes, that is the cutting edge of rock and roll. I don't know about the technology sometimes, but the rock and roll. Brando's and Gettysburg, and we are live today from the Hard Rock Cafe. Celebrate WNEW-FM's 20th birthday. Scott Muni is kind of taking a little break in the proceedings here. We're staring at the giant cake. I don't know if everyone downstairs can see this cake, but I don't know. Can I lift this thing up? Look at this. Check this cake out, everybody. This giant birthday cake for NEW-FM. And it's going to be, I guess we're all going to get to have some, and I'd like to offer it to everybody listening on the radio, but I don't know if that's possible. Let me try to put it down here. Let me tell you about the weather. We have 51 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, some cloudiness, mid-40s. Tomorrow and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. And Jim Monahan is there in the studio, back in the studio. You have Sports Plus for us live today, Jim?
Yes, indeed I do.
Go right ahead.
Well, I do want to acknowledge the fact that Columbia is going to play Lehigh tomorrow up at Columbia University. And as you know, Columbia has set a record for the longest number of losses, blah, 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 blah. They haven't won in 40 games. However, the Columbia freshman team is 4-0. There is hope even for the Columbia future. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. That's enough.
Can you do it like that every night?
That's like sports minus.
Okay.
Well, I figure, you know, you can blow by it. Why not?
All right. All right, Jim. Listen, Dano is here. And Dano, you want to tell us about, we have a very special guide.
In my hand is the new 1988 WNAW-FM Survival Guide. And like, you know, Penthouse and Jessica Hahn, it's nothing. I mean, this survival guide has pictures of Carol Miller in there, and I think everybody's going to get a picture of Carol here.
Not the same kind as Jessica.
No, not exactly the same kind, but there's a lovable one of Carol hugging Gumby in here.
But this is not the reason to buy this book, believe me.
That's one of them, but there's also pictures of Scott Soe and all the members of the WNAW-FM air staff with all the various different celebrities, seating guides and stuff like that. Soon they're going to be available at select Ticketmaster locations. There's like 60 in the New York metropolitan area, so get out there and get your WNAW-FM survival guides.
Okay, we'll be right back in just a couple.
Chemical Bank understands that life has its pluses and its minuses.
Want to take a mind excursion?
The flutter of wings. The shadow across the moon.
The hippest of all trips.
A Friday, the 12th of April, 1968.
Remember, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair is being held at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York. They've had their hassles, but it looks like everything's going to be okay.
It's a free concert from now on.
The 20 years of WNEW-FM, a special four-hour broadcast Friday night at 7 on 102.7 WNEW-FM New York.
WNEW FM, vintage, 1967.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone.
The Stones, of course, at WNEW-FM on our 20th birthday party of the radio station. We've given Carol Miller a few minutes off to kind of join the party and say hello to some folks. I'm Dave Herman, as I hope many of you know, host the morning rock and roll radio show here at the live Hard Rock Cafe broadcast. Pete Fornatel is to my left. To his left, Dennis Elsis.
Good evening. Good evening, sirs.
A lot of people think that I've been at the radio station a long time. I want you to know that I'm still one of the newer kids on the radio station. Both Pete and Dennis precede me. Scott Muni certainly precedes me. When I got to the radio station, Dennis Elsis was our music director. Pete Fornatel was the guy I would see every day at 10 o'clock.
That's right, for 10 years.
For 10 years,
Pete.
I saw you more often than I did my wife. And I'm sure that it's true, vice versa.
Made all the more amazing, Dave, by the fact that we all know what a revolving door business this tends to be in many respects. So that really enhances the accomplishment.
Pete Fornatel, as many of you probably don't know, is really kind of our Bill Wyman. He's the WNEW-FM historian for sure. And just a few minutes ago, Pete, about 20 minutes ago at this party we're having here at the Hard Rock Cafe, somebody from Billboard magazine came over to me and said, do you know exactly what time on the 30th of October, 1967, WNEW-FM changed its format and began playing rock and roll? Because some people might be a little confused when we call this our birthday and we started. It wasn't like a new station went on the air that day. There was a WNEW-FM before October 31st, 1967.
Absolutely.
Do you know exactly what time and how that format change came about and what the first thing that happened on the air was?
Sure, I do, Dave. In fact, we are building towards the moment. That's why when we schedule this program tonight called the 20 Years of Rock and Roll, instead of starting it at 5 or 6 o'clock, we held it until 7 because it was after the news. Do you remember in those days the station used to run the same news on both? The Beatle, the news Beatle, will be represented in this program tonight. And so there was a newscast straight up at 7 o'clock, and then at 5 after, Roscoe premiered at WNEW-FM playing a Richie Havens record from Mixed Bag. We don't know what track, unfortunately.
Well, we have the actual thing that Roscoe said. Was that recorded?
No.
Was that taped?
As far as I know, the actual first moments of the station as they happen do not exist. But
however, if they do, send them to Pete.
Sure.
WNEW-FM.
Absolutely.
Very
if somebody
possible.
Out there in their own tape collections has that moment back in 1967, we would certainly appreciate it for our own archives. But what we've done to start the program off is give a flavor of what those days were like and what that original air staff was like, because it was an incredible group of professionals.
So was it 7:05, in other
7:05,
words?
7:05, yeah, we're getting there.
About 47 minutes from now, 20 years ago.
Less than an hour to go, absolutely.
And what was on the air just before 7 o'clock news time on the 30th of October?
Okay, this does require a little bit of history. In the mid-60s, the FCC passed a ruling that no station in a major market could broadcast the same material on AM and FM more than 50% of the time. This forced broadcasters to try new ideas, and most often they tried those ideas on FM. The first station to play rock and roll on FM was WOR. Imagine that. Imagine what culture shock that must have been. that happened on July 30th, 1966, a Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I know that because I got up to listen to it. They started off rock and roll with a song called Wild Thing by the Troggs. Imagine some elderly person expecting to hear Rambling with Gambling.
That's right.
Tuning in that morning and hearing Wild Thing. That was the real beginning of rock on FM. On commercial FM, it had already been happening in college radio. We must make the case here for the non-commercial educational stations.
We should also probably make mention of WBAI, the listener-supported station in New York, who were ahead of us in programming to what at the time was a certain kind of counterculture and alternative audience out there.
That is also true and must be credited. But in commercial terms, WOR-FM was the first. And, of course, Scott Muni was a member of that staff, as was Roscoe. And after a year, I guess maybe a little bit more than a year, in October of 67, they decided to do a more streamlined top 40 approach. So suddenly, Roscoe was out of a job, and Scott Muni was out of a job, and Murray the K, who had been a part of that station as well, was out of a job.
Was Jonathan Schwartz part of that group?
No. Jonathan's experience was in Boston.
Uh-huh.
He came out of Boston radio, although grew up in the New York area, of course. Now, NEW, when the FCC rule came into play, their response was to put all women on the air, playing the same kind of music that WNEW AM was famous for.
Kind of like love songs by male artists like Al Martino and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that's the
Tony
ticket.
Yeah.
Lots of Sinatra.
What a brilliant idea that was.
And, Allison, I'm sure, could have told this story earlier. They went on the air the 4th of July, 1966, Independence Day. Women on the radio. In a way, it was a revolutionary concept. Prior to that point,
there were very few women disc jockeys till then.
Very much a male-dominated business. Unfortunately, I guess listeners weren't ready because it didn't work. And so when ORFM bit the dust, the enlightened folks at WNEW-FM, a fellow by the name of George Duncan, who was general manager at the time, and Nat Ash, who was program director, decided that they were going to give it a go, going to give rock and roll a go at 102.7, and that is what they did. Just starting with Roscoe at first, for the first couple of weeks.
They had no idea whether it was going to happen or not.
No. So the rest of the day was still the women playing the other kind of music, and then Roscoe would come on at 7 p.m. until midnight, you know, seven nights a week, and just blow the roof off the place.
And then at midnight it would go back to the other format?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar to what I did in Philadelphia a little later. I had that isolated show in the evening, and the rest of the day we were listening to kind of Mantovani music.
Yeah.
Now, Dennis, we're...